coming up.
The reason it's okay to use your smartphone at the dinner table this holiday season, and how you can become a bona fide documentarian on your family's history with a brand new app. Details coming up.
Stay plugged in and cut through the static. This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos. Now, many times when we're sitting around the table with our family, usually during the holidays, it's tough to get someone off their smartphone. This season, there might be a good use for it. The smartphone these days has every capability to record interviews and take photos. Why not interview your family and then take it a step further? Create your own mini documentary on its history. Do you want to take it a step further? Put that conversation online and preserve it in the Library of Congress. A new app called StoryCorps does exactly that, and here to tell us a little bit more about it is personal tech columnist for the Wall Street Journal, Jeffrey Fowler. Hey, Jeffrey.
Hi.
So this new app is very fascinating to me. It's from StoryCorps. Can you give us a breakdown of what it does?
So people may be familiar with StoryCorps from NPR on Fridays. This nonprofit plays clips of interviews that they do between people who matter in each other's lives, family members, friends, you name it. About a couple of months ago, they decided to really open up. And so now they've produced their own app where folks can use their phones to become kind of like documentarians and go out and interview their family members, their grandparents, their friends. And you know what? This is a perfect thing to do around the holidays. And
right.
It's actually one of the most interesting uses I've found for a smartphone. Normally, apps and smartphones and all this technology give us reason to not talk to each other, to ignore each other, and to get more apart. But I found this thing can actually make you a better listener.
Right. And I understand it teaches you how to be a better interviewer and listener, correct?
That's right. So, again, when StoryCorps, they've been around for a dozen years, they've actually had professional facilitators that went to these conversations and helped record them and helped make people come up with the best questions to ask to really get good and meaningful interviews. Now, in the app, they've kind of translated that into an experience where it helps you do things like think of really good open-ended questions. Some of them are like Barbara Walters quality questions. and then while you're doing these interviews, it like pulls them in front of you on the screen while you're talking to someone so you can remember them. And then when it's all done, the other really cool thing that this does is it takes that conversation and it not only posts it to the internet, but also adds it to the Library of Congress.
Wow.
So let's say you're interviewing grandma about what life was like in the 40s. And her stories and your stories and your relationship with her becomes kind of part of the permanent human record of what life was like in that time. And I think that's really valuable and really attractive to a lot of people.
Right. And you're doing this all from your smartphone. So my next question becomes, well, how great is the quality? Like you're using an iPhone mic or, you know, what have you. How does that work out?
Yeah, you know, I've done a bunch of these, and the phone is fine. I mean, most phones today are really good. They have pretty good microphones as well, especially if you, while you're talking to someone, if you kind of hold it about a hand's length away from their mouth while they're talking. But if you want to get a little bit better quality, or let's say maybe you're a teacher and wants to do this in school, have a grandparents' day and have everybody interview their grandparents, something like that.
And while the quality is pretty good, if you really wanted to take it up a notch, is there something that you can utilize with this app?
You can actually buy an external microphone, and for less than $100, there's one called the Mikey made by Blue Mics. That's pretty good. And you could just set it on the table, and it's directional, and that'll give you that kind of more professional sound.
Right. So then after the interview, you can then piece it together, upload it, edit it, I guess. How user-friendly are those capabilities through the app?
Yeah, well, now, most StoryCorps interviews aren't supposed to sound professional. I mean, the idea here is it's a real honest conversation between two people looking at each other in the eyes, which, again, is something that we don't often take a lot of time in our lives to do. So people don't have to sound professional. You don't have to worry about going in and editing it and whatnot. You can just, you know, it should be honest, and I think that's what it does best and helps people do. And again, over the holidays, this is a time when people are getting together with their grandparents, and they have a lot of time together,
right.
And this seems like the perfect thing for folks to just give a try to do, something new to do with your phone.
Right, it's something new to do with the phone, and you won't get yelled at for having it out at the dinner table. It's a win-win. Jeffrey, thank you so much for the time today.
You bet.
And already 120,000 people have signed up. StoryCorps has also just started an initiative called the Great Thanksgiving Listen for students to interview their grandparents and other senior friends, building out the archives holding of the Greatest Generation and Baby Boomers. That's it for the Tech News Briefing. Remember, you can check us out at WSJ.com/podcasts. All of our podcasts live there. You can also subscribe to us on iTunes and follow us on Twitter as well, WSJ Podcasts. For the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.